Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey folks, we'll talk to Jody and T-Rex here in just one second, but summer is all about grilling, and no one understands grilling better than Omaha Steaks. Their Grand Summer Grill Out Package lets you stay at home and eat like you're at the best steakhouse in town, all for much less. They've got bacon-wrapped filet mignon, pork chops, chicken, kielbasa, and more, all delivered to your door with ease. And right now, Omaha Steaks is offering an exclusive deal on this amazing package. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code LIBERAL into the search bar, and for this week only, Omaha Steaks will add 4 burgers and 4 gourmet jumbo franks free with your order. Omaha Steaks delivers guaranteed quality and safety with every order. Your order is going to come flash frozen, vacuum sealed, and safely delivered to your door in a cooler with dry ice. Go to omahasteaks.com, type LIBERAL in the search bar, and order the Grand Summer Grill Out Package. For this week only, you're going to receive 4 jumbo franks and 4 burgers free to complete your steakhouse experience. Omahasteaks.com, enter the code LIBERAL in the search bar. And now, let the cartoons begin.
Broadcasting from Resistance Headquarters, relentlessly fighting back against the clown dictator and his regime of deplorables.
Never give up, never surrender.
This is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com.
Play so cool, get donkey down in Louisiana, where the biscuits gravy all like. This is man, let's go honky tonk down and honky tonk.
I used to be able to name every nut that there was, and that used to drive my mother crazy, because she used to say, "Harlan Pepper, if you don't stop naming nuts," and the joke was, of course, that we lived in Pine Nut, and I think that's what put it in my head at that point. So I'd go to sleep, she'd hear me in the other room, and she would just start yelling. I say peanut, hazelnut, cashew nut, macadamia nut. That was the one that was sent her into a, going crazy. She said, "You stop naming nuts." And Hubert used to be able to make the sound, and he wasn't talking, but he used to go, that sounded like macadamia nut, pine nut. Which is a nut, but it's also the name of the town. Pistachio nut. Red pistachio nut. Natural, all natural white pistachio nut.
Bob Seska! If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
The Bob Seska Show!
Let's see, he forgot person, woman, man, camera, TV. But those aren't nuts. From our nation's capital, it is Thursday, July 23rd. But he's nuts. July 23, 2020. And this is the Bob Seska Show, presented by BubbleGenius.com. Hi, what's up? My name is Bob.
Hello, Bob.
Hello. Day 1,281 of the Trump crisis. 103 days until the 2020 presidential election. And oh my God, it's the Goth Ninja. It's a big Thursday again with David T-Rex Ferguson from the T-Rex Report podcast, patreon.com/the T-Rex Report. You ought to hear all of his brand new music that he's making. You have to go over there now. It's some great stuff. And Jody Hamilton from the Bunker podcast, from-the-bunker.com, also at sexyliberal.com, along with all of your favorite sexy liberal programs. Oh, man, so much to talk about today, Goth Ninjas. Are you ready? Are you like hungered down?
Cape? You see how it kind of like billows out behind me when I take the corners? My new cape? It's very black.
Your cape, that's right. Why are you
I liked
it?
You on the pole dancing.
Oh, that was really, and, awesome. I just needed the money. It's a long time ago. It's been at least a week.
So I'm completely not following anything you're talking about right now. What's with the cape
Facebook
and the pole dancing?
It was on Twitter.
What?
Yeah. There was a stripper and a T-Rex
okay. Now I remember that. Thank you for refreshing my memory. You know, we were just talking before the show how marijuana does great things for your memory, and clearly I'm now illustrating that. So many things to talk about today, Goth Ninjas. We're going to get to Donald Trump's cognitive test coming up here in just a second.
Can you draw Lucky? You may not have dementia.
Wait until David hasn't heard this yet.
I know.
Wait until you hear it, David. It is classic. This rocketed maybe up to the top three greatest Trump clips ever. And of course,
this
we've got
not be like Raising Arizona, which I'd heard so much about before I saw it that it was a huge letdown.
I know I'm hyping it. I'm really hyping it. I hope
the
I'm
expectations
not.
Expectations are very high now.
I know. I hope
Let's
I'm not overhyping.
Let's go ahead and roll the clip.
I think it's not going to disappoint you. I think it is going to make you laugh the laugh of all laughs. Mm-hmm. But we're going to get to that in a second because there's actually. I'm sorry. There's serious news that we have to talk about. We have to lead off with, you know, Trump's illegal invasion and indefinite occupation of American cities. That's happening right damn now. That is going on. I mean, when I first devised this music, here recorded by listener Ed Zybeth, thank you, Ed, I didn't think he would actually go full stormtrooper, but he's doing it. He's absolutely doing it. He is now sent in something called Operation Legend. He's now
the Gestupids.
There you go. Perfect. Now he's sending all of these federal stormtroopers, these unnamed, unidentified troops into cities. Now he started with Portland. Apparently, Kansas City started unannounced earlier this month, like weeks ago. They were already in Kansas City. Bill Barr the other day said that federal agents have arrested 200 people in Kansas City, and no one heard about this. Although I should say that officials in Kansas City are going, what? How is that? No, that's a lie. They didn't actually do that. I mean, that's the word right now, that Bill Barr just made up that number, that there were 200 arrests in Kansas City under whatever this is.
Where are they holding them? They're taking them to, in Portland, they were just taking them to the federal courthouse, scaring them good and turning them loose because they didn't actually have any legal jurisdiction.
Is that really what was happening? They're not being somehow indefinitely detained in some black site or something?
I've heard different stories. But
there was one guy in Portland last weekend, I guess, was one of the people we saw on video taken away. Yeah. And so he was released. They brought him to some federal building. And I guess as soon as you invoke your rights, they let you go.
What the fuck?
Interesting.
Which is they're kidnapping people. It's against the law. They're literally kidnapping people with no authority.
And then they're letting them go free in the end, right?
So they're detaining them without color of law,
right?
Which is against the law. I mean, it's like cosplay.
Still hurting them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the one guy got shot between the eyes with a rubber bullet. Another guy got his arm broken.
The mayor was gassed last night.
Yes, the mayor of Portland was gassed as part of the crowd last night.
I just peaceful protest. See this holding. This
it's not going
to. It's not going to.
Of abuse against local leaders. I mean, because in my state, we've got a situation, you know, where Governor Clown Shoes is like ordering everybody to. I mean, overturning local mask ordinances, and the cities are fighting him now. They're like, "We'll see you in court, asshole."
Yeah, right.
Because like he's just like, I just feel like it's a breach too far. Have to worry a piece of fabric over your face. It just, I feel like it should be up to individual choice. Just like my daddy and mama chose to be married, even though they were cousins of first cousins, actually.
See, I could listen to that all damn day.
My family tree looks a bit like a wreath over there.
Yeah, it's more like a bush. Here's what Tom Hartman keeps bringing up, the fact that Nixon used the law and order strategy in 1968 when the riots were happening, and all sorts of crap was happening under a Democratic governance under President Johnson.
Yeah.
And he's literally, Trump now has a video being posted. This is what it's going to look like under Biden's America. Well, this is your America, dude.
I know.
Exactly. It's like,
where'd you get
work?
The footage? Except for the stuff that they stole from Ukraine in 2000.
Right, from the 2014 thing. But it's like, I mean, seriously, dude, this is what's happening under your watch right now.
Stupid.
And you're saying it makes no sense. It's not going to work this time because he is the sitting president and this shit's happening under his watch.
Dumb guy Boris Epstein just walked right into that propeller.
He did,
boy,
didn't
oh my
he?
God. Can you imagine? I haven't checked, but I'm sure there's a gigantic ratio going on with that particular post because everyone said the same thing. I mean, every once in a while, everyone on political Twitter reacts with the exact same thing. We saw it also with the person, woman, man, camera, TV thing where everyone was going, oh my God. That was the reaction from everyone on Twitter last night when that video dropped. So Trump announced yesterday, in accordance with Operation Legend, that he's sending these federal stormtroopers into Chicago and Albuquerque. He said specifically it was going to be the FBI, ATF, DEA, U.S. Marshal Service, and Homeland Security. They will together be sending hundreds of skilled law enforcement officers to Chicago to help drive down violent crime.
Hundreds.
Yeah. And
200
that's the,
in Chicago. He said it was like, it was 200 in Chicago or was it 500?
No, I don't know. But he said it's the first wave. He said he's going to send a few of them now. And then if that doesn't work, he's going to send even more in.
Do you know how many cops there are in Chicago?
Yeah,
I mean, we're talking in the thousands. So these 100 guys, because they're going to only be able to have half of them on the street at any given time, they're going to be somebody's hood ornaments in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they'll just be like, come here, cracker. Just like, wave your gun around. Yeah, just,
in the meantime, this is instilling all kinds of terror in the streets. I mean, I imagine in Chicago, for example, where we're talking about a primarily African-American population, that now we're going to see a lot of these federal troops accosting, assaulting, possibly shooting with rubber bullets and tear gas. God knows how many black people are going to be rounded up and
detained.
I don't
think black people are
going to
be very scared of this right now. At this point, after everything that's gone on, after the protests in the spring, people are just going to be like, okay, bring it.
Yeah. Well,
these are our streets.
Yeah.
My sister went down to Portland, downtown Portland, last night and the night before.
Yeah.
She was part of the Wall of Moms two nights ago.
What did she see? What did she experience there?
She, she's in her early 60s, you know, little white lady, skinny little thing. and she was like, why should, she was conflicted. She's like, I'm a very privileged white woman. Mm-hmm. Why am I doing, I want to help, but is this really helping? And so when she went down with some friends of hers and they locked arms with the other mothers, that's when she found out they were going to be in the front. And so they walked over to where the speakers are because there's speakers every night that get up and
talk.
So
they give
her
an option to opt out.
And
do you want to be in the front and hit the tear gas?
No, she was fine with that.
Okay.
So they listened to this one young black woman who was in her 20s who they learned a lot from. And then she thanked them all for being there. She's like, you guys are our allies. Thank you for showing up.
Excellent.
You know?
Yeah.
And she took some video of it. And then she and her friend left at 10:30 night before last. And so the gassing doesn't usually start until after midnight.
The gassing shall commence at midnight. That is,
yes, it's,
I guess,
it's a planned
attack. Gassing
attack.
Shall continue until morale improves.
It is. No, it's literally, it's a planned, it's like clockwork. So, and then last night when the mayor went down, he was being yelled at by his constituents, yet he kept going and moving forward and people are telling him to resign and yelling at him and screaming at him that you know, he represents. He got up there and he was trying to listen and people didn't want to hear him, which is fine.
Yeah.
But then he went with them to the fencing at the federal building and they were all very peaceful and they got gassed. They gassed a sitting mayor. And a Navy guy's arm is broken.
That Navy guy was completely badass. I mean, did you see? That video is one of my favorite clips of video in all of this because he just did not flinch. He didn't go down. He didn't look like he was in pain at all. And they were whacking away and he was just standing there.
Yeah.
And that's all he was doing before they started accosting him. Mm-hmm. He was just standing there.
Just standing there doing I want to be the naked lady.
Yeah.
She's magical.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is, but I want to be the choose your fighter. Did you see that meme like 6-8 months ago where one of them was a
a woman doing her lipstick in a cop's riot shield and a reflection.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, this woman
that's
was sitting...
That's my spirit animal.
This woman was sitting in the middle of an intersection, naked and spread eagle, just facing the stormtroopers. Yeah, the Trump troops.
I watched the video before she sat down where she kind of slithered like a dancer in between all of these people, and everybody just kind of started getting away from the protesters too. Everybody just started kind of getting away from her, and the guys in the right, the cosplay guys, didn't know what to do.
Yeah, no,
nothing like, terrifies them more than actual vaginas.
I know, and so she just sat there and started doing yoga, and it was like sorcery. She can stop them, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All we need is a wall of naked women; it'll be fine.
Well, the moms didn't stop the tear gassing in Portland, by the way. The Portland operation is known as Operation Diligent Valor. It's like these dumbest
these
goddamn
These all sound
names.
Like dildo names. You know, the legend.
Just walk into the adult
Diligent
store.
Diligent Valor. You know, just,
you're absolutely right. They all sound like the names of dildos.
Yes.
Oh, my God, that's so funny. Oh, shit. But, you know, you remember when it was about 5 years ago. In fact, it was exactly 5 years ago. A little thing called Jade Helm 15 was taking place between July and September. Remember that? These were planned military exercises by the Pentagon. Yep, Texas, Florida, some other places in the South where they were holding these military exercises, never once engaging with civilians. Not at all. And the only civilians that actually engaged with the soldiers were people like looky-loos with their camera phones and stuff. Oh, look over there. You know, like Alex Jones' disciples. I caught them. They're doing
Bundy
things.
Bundy Ranch people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then the Bundy Ranch thing is completely separate. Right. But that was 2014. And we're talking about, in that case, with the Bundy Ranch, we're talking about Republicans who were cheering on the aiming of sniper rifles at Bureau of Land Management officials mm-hmm. who were just protecting federal land from guys who were trying to overtake it for grazing rights, for profit, mm-hmm. basically. Clive and Bundy wanted to use that federal land for grazing to make more money, and the federal government said, no, that's our land. That land belongs to the people. It doesn't belong to you, Clive and Bundy. And the Republicans went indiscriminately nuts over that, aiming firearms, marching in a line of battle with horse-mounted soldiers, part of their little stupid militia. Remember that? And then there was the tent guy in the tent in the parking lot. Just one display of moronic attitude after another.
Suddenly we're invading quote unquote Democrat run cities.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yay.
But
go
I mean,
militia.
Can like, you imagine if instead of Jade Helm, Barack Obama sent unnamed, unmarked federal troops, yeah. unidentified federal soldiers into places like Wichita
Palm
and Orlando
Beach.
And Little Rock. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Palm Beach, exactly. Orange County, California. Can mm-hmm. you imagine if this had happened under Barack Obama? I know this is an old exercise that we've been doing for the last 4 years, but again, it emphasizes just the rank hypocrisy. I know.
It
yes,
just shows there's no moral center there.
Right,
just,
right.
The Republican politics is driven by the resentments that they feel in the moment.
Yes, yes.
And there is no moral consistency. There is nothing to it except the cruelty and hate and selfishness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was really underway before Donald Trump, and Donald Trump just metastasized it.
He just says the quiet parts out loud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, this is what he does. He doesn't care about what happened before, and he doesn't care
he
what
does
happens
like it
after
is.
It. It's transactional. We've been hearing this from the beginning, that Donald Trump is transactional. Everything is a reaction to the moment. It doesn't matter whether or not Republicans have spent the last God knows how many decades under the banner of states' rights, nullification, the 10th Amendment, and all the rest of it, this pseudo-libertarianism that has been driving the Republican Party since whenever. And many of them still talk about that with reverence. Like, oh, yes, the 10th Amendment. That's, yeah, that's our thing.
He just wants the campaign ads. He wants yeah. ads of federal troops under attack in major cities so yeah. that he can run them and scare people leading up to the election.
Right. But the great irony is, I think, one of the first campaign ads that the Trump campaign put together about this sort of thing, instead of using actual footage from whatever it is, Operation Diligent Valor or whatever the fuck they're calling it, instead of using that, they used video from Ukraine in 2014 to show how they wanted to show protesters beating up cops. They couldn't find any clips, any footage from what's been happening in the United States this summer. Mm-hmm. So they had to use footage of the pro-democracy protests in Ukraine from 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And they
something
were
something that Rudy brought back in his briefcase on DVD. And yeah. They spent a lot of time in Ukraine over the last couple of years. They had to get something.
Right, right. Well, they got busted for doing this. Obviously, with the fire hose of news, this isn't something that everyone's talking about. But it's there, too. It's worth mentioning the fact that they're still lacking the evidence for what Donald Trump is doing. So they had to go to something that happened in a completely different country under completely different circumstances. That's how desperate they are. And by the way, going back to what you were saying, Jody, earlier about the legality of this, I mean, Neil Katyal was on with Lawrence O'Donnell last night, and he did a deep dive into the law and all of this. And he said the Constitution doesn't permit a federal police force. That's something that we all,
it's
anyone
expressly who's forbidden.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that's something anyone who studies the Constitution knows, that this is something that we don't do. The federal government doesn't deal in policing of American citizens.
Right.
So that's the first part of it. Meanwhile, Justice Rehnquist, the conservative standard bearer, the chief justice at the time, ruled, I believe it was in 2000, that police power is reserved for the states, confirming what the Constitution was already telling us. There is no law authorizing Trump to do this. This is a major constitutional overreach. And the question now is basically the question that we've been all talking about from the very beginning, is if the courts tell Donald Trump to stop, and it's very likely the courts are going to step in and set up a restraining order against these stormtroopers, against the Trump administration. If that happens, is Donald Trump going to defy the courts? And that also is a question that we can apply to later on in the year when Donald Trump is suing to have the votes from being certified, or to keep the votes from being certified. Mm-hmm. So that's a separate question, but regardless, does Donald Trump obey the courts? Because there's no real constraint. The courts cannot go up to Donald Trump. Judges can't go up. There's no law enforcement. There's no court enforcement body that would muscle Donald Trump into going along with a court decision. I believe
that all I hear in my head is, at long last, have you no sense of decency, sir?
Oh,
you
yeah, know, like, that's right. But, yep. Yeah. But I think he believes he has absolute power, despite what the Supreme Court said in two separate decisions, 7-2. And in fact, all the Supreme Court justices said, no, Donald Trump, you do not have absolute power to do whatever the hell you want. The unitary executive theory is effing dead. So the question is then, does he seize that extra constitutional power anyway? And I think he's capable of it. I think that that's something that we have yet to see. We have yet to see him defy the courts.
The actual military will step in and just be like, sorry, pal.
I
think that the military might, you know, and plus governors have National Guard.
But I mean, the question is, let's fast forward to another crisis that we're going to face. And I seriously believe this is going to be an actual crisis. And that is in the couple of weeks after the election, when Donald Trump starts suing, starts using his legal team that's being financed by guys like Bob Murray and some of these other far right wackaloons to challenge all of the mail-in votes, all of the mail-in ballots, all the absentee ballots. When that happens and the court says, no, Donald Trump, you've lost this election. You've got to leave office. Does he leave? Does he obey the courts when there is no actual physical stricture that can be applied by the courts other than the use of executive branch officials? Because that's where you bring in the Department of Justice or bring in the military ostensibly to drag him the hell out of the White House. But do they do it? Do they go with their commander in chief up to that point, or do they ignore their commander in chief and have the commander in chief drag
him out of the White House one more time?
I'll do it in like a sexy voice. Drag him out of the White House.
Oh.
How about that?
The question, well, if we have a new president that's inaugurated, then Trump is a trespasser.
Yeah, that is true. The inauguration will continue on January 20th. If Joe Biden wins, Joe Biden will be inaugurated on that day.
As soon as the electors vote, that'll happen. So, I mean, it's December 15th, I believe, is when they vote, right?
Yeah, yeah.
should everything be certified, which it will, because they're Utah wants to certify their election and they're all absentee voters.
Yeah.
You know, Georgia wants to certify their, you know, there are Republican governors that will want to certify their election no matter what, especially Utah, because it's most likely going to go for Trump.
Yeah.
But I mean, okay, so we're not going to certify any mail-in ballots? Well, that's half the country.
Right, right. Well, what he may do is he may try to get absentee ballots in too close to call precincts, counties, states, etc., to try to invalidate those ballots somehow by saying that there's rampant fraud. And there's lots of different ways he can do that. In fact, they can actually just go ahead and plant fake ballots in there, say, hey, look, look. There's election fraud.
So they don't
fraud
count
going
those
on.
Ballots. Those People ballots don't get counted if they're fraudulent. Right. That's no big deal. And, yeah. and it's usually Republicans that are doing the fraudulent shit anyway.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just going to come over and stay at your house from now on, Jody, because everything that you're saying is making me feel a lot better. I mean, here's the deal. On Wednesday's Stephanie Miller show, I was on as usual in the first hour. Someone tweeted at me afterwards and they said, you know what? I'm really looking forward to Malcolm Nance coming on to cheer me up after your appearance. I was like, well, oh, so now Malcolm Nance has to. So I'm actually
shouting
more...
McShoutface is depressing. Cousin.
Yes, I'm more shouty than the great shouty McShoutface. So that. That tells you where my frame of mind is with these people. But you know what? Look, you can't underestimate his ability to do these things because he's clearly doing them. I mean, to send federal troops, unnamed federal troops, into American cities, and not just to guard the federal buildings, but to literally attack American citizens using, you know, allegedly non-lethal weapons. I mean, that's what's going on.
This is what I think. It's going to be, if he loses the election, it's going to be like all those times that 35 white supremacists showed up to march and 350,000 counter-protesters showed
up.
Yeah.
If he really honestly thinks that he can hide in the White House behind a bunch of Wyoming National Guard or prison, you know, guard or corrections dropouts with AR-15s, he's got another thing coming because people... I mean, I know plenty of people who will personally go to Washington and knock those fences down and drag him out of there and Gaddafi him if they have to.
Well, that
and
would
I think
be...
that's what needs to be made clear is that if he continue, I mean, he really, like, if he's going to take this extra legal course of action, then be prepared to be dragged through the streets and set on fire and hung from a telephone pole.
Yeah, I'm telling you, sic semper tyrannis. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about a tyrant and historically... I'm not saying necessarily in the United States, because I don't know that we've necessarily done this yet. But historically, tyrants like Donald Trump do not leave peacefully. And I'm not talking necessarily about the tyrant extending his term of office or whatever, like sort of like what Vladimir Putin is doing. I'm talking about things going badly for the tyrant. I mean, remember what happened to Mussolini, for God's sake. And I'm not necessarily saying that that's what's going to happen to Donald Trump. But if he, but if Donald Trump pushes and continues to push and push and push, there is going to be a serious backlash beyond legal accountability. I mean, he may, and I keep saying that the entire Trump family needs to be powwowing on finding some non-extradition nations to escape to. They're going to have to go someplace where they can't be arrested and sent back to the United States for trial.
Yeah, they need
to. I hope
an,
you're right.
They,
I hope they don't get
somewhere.
Just like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking.
Oh, it's okay. No, I mean, I've been saying that. If they're, if he wants to leave and not be prosecuted and sent to prison, and the whole family except for Tiffany and Barron at this point, the whole rest of them, the lot of them will... They've broken so many laws. If they want to stay safe, they've got to go to a non-extradition country. They have to.
Yeah. You know, there was a tweet that came down along those lines. Speaking of the Trump family, there was a tweet that came down the other day in which someone was describing Melania Trump quizzing one of the generals on where our nuclear silos are.
That was in the Post. I saw it in on the Daily Coast today. Apparently, she was quizzing a person from the Pentagon about where our missiles are. It's like, why is he even entertaining these questions?
Yeah, I mean, my first reaction was, why does she need to know? Why
she
is this
need
important?
To know shit.
Is she working on a nuclear-themed Christmas decoration for the White House, or what?
Is she working for Russia directly, and she's just going to tell them where? I mean,
oh,
come on.
Oh, my God, my eyelid just started twitching.
Mine hasn't stopped since the November election in 2016.
You know what, David? You need one of those Diligent Valor dildos right now. Or those vibrators, get your hands
Operation
on
Operation Gnarly Dude, you know? Operation Rubber Nub.
Man.
Yeah, it was a Joint Chiefs Vice Chair.
Yeah, and Melania Trump, of all people. Uh-huh. You know, Melania Trump.
Be best.
Who's the be best.
Man,
don't bully
people.
Just
casually drop that into conversation over, like, you know, the beautiful chocolate cake. She's just like, so, where are silos for missiles?
Yeah.
speak into carnation on my shirt here. Speak directly into microphone. Tell me what the silos are. Oh, that suddenly I'm
now you're
I'm
Max
German. Yes. No, I suddenly I'm like Joseph Goebbels or something like that. Tell me, Mazza.
Bernie Capel as chaos. Chaos agent Bernie Capel.
Tell me where the missile silos are.
Zeven.
And I will spare your life.
That is Christ. Deeply disturbing.
Is that disturbing?
It's deeply, I mean, it's just like,
but I mean, that's one of the things that I've been, you know, we've been saying if Russia planted an agent at the top of our government, that's exactly how they'd behave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just talking about how Trump is just like carrying out a Russian agenda, dividing the country, getting people killed. What I worry about, this was like a horrible crawling realization I had in the shower the other morning where I was just like, this is their strategy to make things... to have as many people sick and dying by November as possible so that society is so disrupted that we can't carry out an election. Pretty much as soon as we figured out that 80% of the people who were dying of COVID were black, it's been like, let's reopen, and nothing will stop this train, apparently.
Right,
even
right.
though, I mean, the bodies are piling up and piling up. And the CDC said that, you know, if we don't shut down again very soon, everyone in the country will get this at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Donald Trump is okay with killing people in order to get reelected. He may not be killing people just to kill people, just for the sport of it, like his son sometimes.
Right.
Like, you know, those Trump boys, I would say there's got to be some serial killer red flags going on there.
Uh-huh.
But as far as Donald Trump himself, who I've never seen holding up a severed elephant tail or whatever the fuck those two crazy people do in their spare time. But I do know that he is all about reelection. I was so gratified to hear Lawrence O'Donnell say that on his show last night. He said, yeah, everything that Donald Trump is doing right now is geared entirely toward reelection. Literally everything. Attacking people in the streets with his federal stormtroopers or letting people die for the economy. Because if we shut down again, there's going to be an economic backlash to that. And so he doesn't want to do any of that. He doesn't want to do the responsible thing when it comes to the virus.
The way you know the serial killer in the first reel of the film is that he's got that greased back to the skull, horrible Euro disco vampire hair.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they're messed up kids. And if you're reading at all about what Fred Trump did to his kids, including the president, it's probably something that's being paid forward by Donald Trump too, to his kids. I mean, that's why we probably don't hear a lot from Tiffany Trump, for example. I assume that what she's doing is kind of trying to distance herself from the Trump family poison is basically what we're talking about here. There's just a lot of toxicity going on in that group of people.
I would seriously change my last name to my mom's name.
Yeah. Yeah. Point. Well, I mean, that's what we're going to see. I think Trump's descendants are going to change their names out of mortification. At least that's how it should happen.
If
that doesn't happen, we haven't pushed back enough, especially when he's gone. So as long as history records all of the things that we're seeing and we have seen throughout the last 4 years, that'll be good. That'll put them on the path to, you know, going down to the courthouse to see if they can figure out a way to drop the Trump name and not be identified as part of that horrible, horrible family.
Like the Hitlers.
Yes, like the Hitlers. No one's named Adolf anymore. Have you noticed that?
Nobody is.
Yeah, no, I knew a guy named Adi.
Well, he went by
actually Adolf, but I mean, that wasn't his last name. His last name was like 10 syllables long and very German.
But I assure you, Adi was not going, oh, please don't call me Adi. Call me Adolf.
Right.
Right.
It wasn't happening because of the taint, the Hitler taint. Before we continue on, before we talk about person, woman, man, camera, TV, I got to ask you a serious question, both of you. Do you hate it when people post unauthorized photos of you on Twitter and Facebook, or are you cool with it? You're just okay. I don't care how I look. Yeah, because I know, David, you have a really good profile pic, brand new profile pic. But if someone...
As a professional photographer took that.
Dare I say, you look hot. You look hot. So hot, thanks. hot. There's basements flooding
here. H-A-W-T.
Right. But I mean, the worst, the converse of that is getting a picture posted on social media that you look terrible, whether it's wrinkles and crow's feet on your face or you're just not looking your best. Well, here, I got a couple of solutions for you. First of all, tell all your friends to stop doing that. And the second thing is to get yourself a canister of Plexiderm. Of course, Plexiderm is a clinically studied serum that visibly eliminates your wrinkles, crow's feet, and under eye bags, all in the comfort of your own home in just a matter of minutes. And it goes on clear, lasts for hours, so no one's going to know your secret unless you tell them. And of course, I tried it. When we first started talking about Plexiderm here, they sent me some, and I tried it. I took the test, and in 10 minutes, the fine lines around my eyes had vanished. Poof, gone. So go to this website address, tryplexiderm.com, use my code Voices for half off a full-size bottle of Plexiderm, plus an extra $10 off, or try a $14.95 trial pack today by calling 1-800-685-1292 and mentioning the code Voices. Again, go to triplexiderm.com, use the code Voices for half off a full-size bottle, plus an additional $10 off, or try a $14.95 trial pack when you use the code Voices at triplexiderm.com. Thank you.
The Bob Seska Show.
This is the great Dave Moulter fading away from his Foolish Heart EP.
I love this.
Barnstorming across the country. This EP is huge right now.
I totally want to be in this sitcom that this is the theme for. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be the wacky gay neighbor that like pops in and is like, hi. You know?
That's a great visual. I think we should do that. I think we should make that happen, even if it's the only, even if it's just the intro to the sitcom. I want to see that now, because that is actually a really good like 80s sitcom mm-hmm. theme song, and that's not an mm-hmm. insult. I'm
it's
saying
the horns.
That, yeah,
there are amazing horns in that, and they're subtle.
Yeah,
but I heard them immediately because yeah. I'm recording music now, and it's really hard to make music in a room with microphones sound natural again once you've squashed it flat into a digital signal and then tried to reconstitute it on the other side.
Right. Well, if you want to sample some of David's music, go to patreon.com/theTRexReport. It's all there waiting for you. Go check it out.
Yeah, come check it out.
You'll be happy you did. So let's see. Philadelphia's top prosecutor, by the way, is ready to arrest Trump's Gestapo. If they
can I just hear what he said?
What?
TV camera robot.
So I mean, you're losing
for fuck's
patience.
Sake, it's been an hour almost. We just cut to the chitlins here, as they say.
Oh, okay. All right. See, I was trying to have dinner first before we had dessert. See, like a civilized adult. But here we go.
Bring me my moose.
Okay.
David, the salmon moose.
David's throwing his plate across the room. He's got spaghetti on his head. He's ready for dessert.
No, bowl of mashed potatoes on my head.
The greatest thing about this clip that I'm about to play, recorded yesterday at the White House, is that this was broadcast in its entirety mm-hmm. on Fox News Channel. Fox News faithful watched this thing. And I mm-hmm. swear to God, if they weren't going, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, what is he doing? Oh, my God. Oh, shit. What is he doing? If they weren't doing that, if that wasn't their reaction, they're even greater cultists than I thought they were. Because this, for anyone, regardless of whether you're a red hat or not, mm-hmm. should be mortifying that the president completely short-circuited here. Okay, without any further ado, here's Donald Trump trying to describe the cognitive test that he took last year.
Oh, the irony.
Yes. And of course, he's got to walk us all the way through it. Here we go.
I said to the doctor, it was Dr. Ronnie Jackson. I said, is there some kind of a test? An acuity test. And he said, there actually is. And he named it, whatever it might be. And it was 30 or 35 questions. The first questions are very easy. The last questions are much more difficult. Like a memory question. It's like you'll go person... woman, man, camera, TV. So they say, could you repeat that? So I said, yeah. So it's person, woman, man, camera, TV. Okay, that's very good.
All right, we're going to stop right there because there's more. But I want to mention here that
he got all five words. Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, it's the words that he had to remember on the cognitive test weren't person, woman, man, camera, TV. There was another series of words, but I'm not going to hold him to that. The other thing you got to notice here, and you might not be able to hear it with the tiny Trump filter on it, but he is out of breath when he's doing this. He's like, person.
He kind of always sounds a little winded to me.
But he's really winded here.
If you get it in order, you get extra points. If you
get a big Starburst.
No, you don't get extra points if you get it in order. You just get the point, right? Mm-hmm. He's trying. Why does he have to do that?
Have you seen the test yet, Bob?
Oh my God, I've seen it. And those last questions that he said are the hardest questions. Uh-huh. They're the easiest questions. It's questions like,
should be.
What's the current date? What year is it?
What day of the week it is, what year it is, what month it is, what the date is. Those are like kind of basic.
Yeah.
When you wake up out of anesthesia, they ask you that. You know?
Right. And it was the hardest question. What he thinks is the hardest question, possibly. At least to me, the hardest question. And they're all easy questions. They're all intended to be easy. Mm-hmm. And the reason they're easy is because they're trying to determine whether or not the easiest questions can be answered by someone in cognitive decline. That's the point of it. And so at least among all of those easy questions, the least easy question is counting backwards by sevens from 100. And the thing is, you don't have to do it all the way because it's a multiple choice question. You only have to go four hops back. So you only have to subtract seven four times. Mm-hmm. And that's maybe the hardest question. Maybe the other
That one's the easiest one for me.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, for those of us
I'm good with the math.
Sometimes some of us have to think for a second before we answer math questions. Because of our wiring. Yeah, yeah. And I say our
count backwards from 100 by sevens and my heart sank. I was like, oh, shit.
I know. I was like, can I do it? And suddenly I'm going, 93, 86, 79.
Oh, my God. Very good. Good boy.
So, but then the other hard question that I think, well, at least that he thought was hard, is trying to remember the question that was asked like 10 questions ago.
Right.
And so that's what he's going to describe here, I think.
And then 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes later, they say, remember the first question? Not the first, but the 10th question? Give us that again. Can you do that again? And you go, person, woman, man, camera, TV. If you get it in order, you get extra points.
He said that. Okay, so he said that twice.
In order, they give you a pink Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, but no. He had to say, he was on like a loop. In fact, when I first saw this video, I thought the video looped back to the beginning of the video again.
Right.
Because he had to say, he had to repeat himself that you get extra points. And it sounded exactly the way he said it like 10 seconds ago. Trump always makes things worse for Trump. He was trying to help himself out of this conundrum, and he only made it worse. He only made it seem like that he was almost incapable of taking this test to the point where he's got to inflate it into this thing that is more along the lines of an IQ test.
Right.
I don't think initially he knew that there was a difference between an IQ test and the cognitive test. Anyway, let's continue here.
He said, nobody gets it in order. It's actually not that easy, but for me, it was easy.
Nobody gets it. It's not that easy, but for me, it was easy. God, it's such a goddamn liar. Such a liar. Everything is about manufacturing artificial success. Donald Trump has to manufacture artificial success.
He has to set himself up a series of incredibly low hurdles.
Yes, exactly. You know,
and then he's just like, I get a gold star because I can count to five.
Yeah, wait till you hear. He starts going off about how the doctors were just amazed by his cognitive ability to answer these questions.
And that's not an easy question. In other words, they ask it to you. They give you five names and you have to repeat them. And that's okay. If you repeat them out of order, it's okay, but you know, it's not as good. But then when you go back about 20, 25 minutes later and they say, go back to that question. They don't tell you this. Go back to that question and repeat them. Can you do it? And you go, person, woman, man, camera, TV. They say, that's amazing. How did you do that? I do it because I have, like, a good memory, because I'm cognitively there. Now, Joe should take that test.
Oh, yeah. Now he's challenging Joe Biden. That's it for the tape, though, by the way. Now he's challenging Joe Biden to take the test because he doesn't think, I mean...
Just, my mind is now broken into fragments. We have entered a nightmare universe in which our president, at a time of unprecedented national crisis, is bragging about the fact that he can pick an elephant out of a child's draw. It's just, oh my God, this is a nightmare. This is a fucking dystopian, crazy, Kafka-esque, like worst possible outcome fucking nightmare.
Of course, he was doing the brick from Anchorman thing when he was coming up with the words that he wanted to repeat. So he probably saw a man and a woman, a camera and a TV, because he was on TV at that very moment. So just, okay, brick, just name things that you're seeing in the room. I love lamp.
I love lamp.
I love lamp. I see person. I see woman.
Woman,
man,
camera, TV.
I love. Is that all you?
The labored breathing.
Do you actually
so
love the lamp, brick, or are you just saying things in the room?
I love carpet.
I know. Well,
I love White House. I love colonnade. I love Oval Office.
I love Ivanka.
I love, and the Fox News anchor is an older guy who I've never seen before on Fox News Channel. The bemused smile on his face while he is listening to Donald Trump go through this. I mean, you know, the entire clip is like 6 minutes long. In fact, for our Patreon subscribers, I'm going to link to the full YouTube clip in the description under today's show, under the free edition of the show. So if you go there and then you click on that link and you watch the entire clip, it is even more maniacal than what I just played, because he goes on and on and keeps circling back to it and circling back to it, repeats like he's testing himself. Like, watch this. Watch. I'm going to do it again. Person, woman. And then you notice one time there was a big pause, like he forgot the other words. Person, woman, man.
Right.
Camera, TV? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. Can you imagine being like Kayleigh McEnany or one of the White House staff, knowing what Donald Trump is really like when he's off camera, and watching that fucking train wreck? Donald Trump careening just face first into a mountain of stupid, into a mountain of just... moronic repetition and loop tape speaking. Just an amazing thing. There were so many.
I had this friend who used to take way too much Ativan, and he would do that, where he would tell you the same story he just told you 5 minutes ago.
Which is often a feature of pot smokers. Pot smokers like to do that, where they go back, oh, did I tell you this story before? I don't care. I'm going to tell you it again. And that's something that I've noticed that
happens.
Did
I say this or just think it super loud?
That's right. That's right. You know, in fact, back before Chez died, one of the things he used to talk about is Chez used to refer to this phenomenon as the Panthers organization. We were talking at some point about how when you've had too much to drink and you're about to pass out, but you start verbalizing the things that are in your head, you actually start monologuing about the things that you're almost kind of dreaming about. And I think that's happened to everybody at some point or another. But Chez used to always tell the story about
it's
how...
It's been a good long time.
Chez used to tell the story about a friend of his who was in that exact mental state where he had too much to drink, he was on the verge of passing out, and he started monologuing about the Panthers organization, and no one knew what the hell he was saying. And so maybe that's what Donald Trump was doing. Maybe he was just high as a kite on Adderall and he's ready to pass out. Maybe he had like, you know, Fat Elvis toward the end. Maybe he had like 5 hot fudge sundaes and he's ready to pass out with his saran wrap girdle on or something like that. Something just totally Elvis. And that's it. Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
Getting dark.
Tinker, Taylor, Soldier, Spy.
Getting dark.
Wolves outside.
Everything's spinning.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Can't feel my legs.
So it's just. They're trying.
What is that from, Jody?
My brother one time years ago, he was loaded on. He had done his daily dosage of heroin, and I guess it was really strong. Wow. And he was driving with a friend of his, and he's turned to his friend and he goes, "Dude, I can't feel my dick."
Oh, no.
And Blair says, "What do you... Okay." And my brother goes, "No, seriously, is it there? I can't fucking feel my dick." And Blair goes, "Why don't you touch it?" He goes, "No, man, I don't trust me."
Wow.
He was really fucking high. I can't fucking
I don't think
it.
I've ever been that God. High. That's pretty high.
Well, he was way high. It was 70s heroin, man. You know, it was the good stuff.
You know, the fat old man here in the studio that sits behind me and laughs all the time thought that was hysterical. Oh, my God, that is so fucking funny. Yeah, you know, I'm thinking if I try something and I can no longer feel my dick, that's why I got to start trying new stuff.
Yeah.
I got
to going back to that one.
Time to switch. I got to find a new dealer somehow. Bad. That would be very bad, but so funny. Okay, so we all know that the CleanPhone Pro, with its powerful UV lights, kills bacteria and viruses that live on your cell phone, of course, your car and house keys too, credit cards, earbuds, face masks, and more. But what happens when you're driving to the store, you reach for your face mask, and oh, shit, I wore this face mask yesterday. Ah, I don't know what I'm going to do about this. So, but now you can sanitize that mask in under 5 minutes in your car because the CleanPhone Pro now ships with a powerful car plug adapter included in the package, all for you. So whether you're keeping safe at home or you have to go out, you can have the benefits of the CleanPhone Pro with you and sanitize those constantly touch items anywhere, at home, in the car, or at the office. Get the CleanPhone Pro now with a car plug adapter at thenewdealshop.com. Again, bookmark it, thenewdealshop.com. Add the code SEXYLIBERAL, all one word, at checkout, and you'll get free 2-day shipping. Only you, I'm still like recovering from laughing so hard. Only, I'm like out of breath. See, now I'm out of breath. Only you can defend yourself and your family from bacteria and viruses. Get the new CleanPhone Pro package. Get KN95 masks too, and get free 2-day shipping by adding the code SEXYLIBERAL. Go to thenewdealshop.com. Again, that's... I swear, I'm not dying. I don't smell burned toast. That's the New Deal Shop. God, that made me laugh, Jody. Thank you.
That's from my brother Joe. He sends his love from
all
beyond.
The best to Joe.
Can't right, feel yeah, in the legs. Yeah.
Go to thenewdealshop.com. That's thenewdealshop.com. Thank you.
Bob Seska.
This is more music from the Scenic Route. A song called Rally. This is from their Epic album. Boy, we've been playing the Scenic Route since the very beginning, since we started playing indie music here on the show. Make sure to support all of the indie bands here on the show. Go to the page for this here podcast at bobseska.com. Scroll down to the description. We've got links for all of the indie music we play here on the show. Meanwhile, bobseska.com/music if you want to submit, or if you want to listen to the Indie Music Countdown, that's where you go. And we have a new Indie Music Countdown coming up in it's a couple of weeks. It's going to be probably August 2 is when we're going to do the July Indie Music Countdown. Okay, so let's see here.
I hope to God I will have a single for you by then.
Oh, great. Yeah, you got to get me a single.
I think we should debut this single here on the show.
Yeah, we will. We'll do it. Absolutely.
When it's ready, so, yeah.
Absolutely. Because, yeah. God, I'm loving the new music that you're creating over there. So let's do this.
Let's go spreading now. Everybody's learning how. Come on, get infected with me. Come on, get infected with me.
Early in the morning, we'll be heading out. The virus will be coming along. We're loading up our woody, not a mask in sight. We won't be staying healthy too long. Come on, Corona baby, wait and see. I'm gonna ignore the CDC. Come on with me, baby, let's head to the sea. We'll start a second wave, wait and see.
Let's go spreading now, everybody's learning how. Come on, get infected with me. Come on, get
get infected with me.
That's the great Rocky Mountain Mike, dedicated to all there the shirkers. Go. Yeah, and thanks for nothing, goddamn shirkers. Maryland, we were at the bottom end of our goddamn daily infection rate curve. Mm-hmm. We were like on the verge of eliminating it here in Maryland. And the goddamn shirkers now are on the rise again, and we're probably going to end up shutting down again.
Oh, no, we had our most cases yesterday.
Yep.
Over 12,800.
Jesus. We have surpassed.
Honestly, when I turn on the TV and they're talking about states breaking records for the most cases in a day, I know it's a slow news day.
Yeah. Mm.
Which is horrifying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's, you know, I've been writing back and forth to a friend who lives in Italy. Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know, so many people died here and it has left such a footprint.
Yeah.
On, you know, and it's, you know, it didn't teach America a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, a friend of mine and his wife, their 23 or 24 year old daughter has it right now. And she's on day 16 of having symptoms as of today.
Yeah.
Her husband had it, but got over it rather quickly. He's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But she's struggling. They've put her on steroids to help with her breathing
now.
She's at home. She's not in a hospital, thank God. But, you know, and that's in California, the vast number, over 50% of our new cases are for people that are under 41.
Right, right. And we
they were out all just going around like, oh, well, it's only hitting older people. Because, I mean, the messaging has been so garbled from the top and so ridiculously, like, slanted by a political agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That it's left a population that is just like, well, I'm going to take whatever's the easiest, most comfortable route for me.
Yeah. Well, then, now we're at the point where we have surpassed 4 million cases in the United States. Officially today, we surpassed 4 million. Meanwhile, the U.S. reported more than 1,000 daily deaths from the coronavirus for the first time since May. The average number of daily deaths have been rising for most of July. Daily confirmed cases also rose by more than 64,000 on Tuesday, and the U.S. has regularly logged over 60,000 new daily infections over the past week. Starting with the first reported case on January 21, it took 99 days for 1 million Americans to become infected. It then took 43 days after that to reach 2 million cases. And then 28 days later.
All those numbers are lagging behind because testing the labs, like the two labs that do the tests, are completely overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And no one has gotten like university labs and veterinary labs and stuff to work together with PCR tests and all the things that they need,
mm-hmm.
which would have happened if the president had gotten on board early on and like entrained as in like worked everything together like a train. Like the federal agency, it's just, oh my God.
Well,
and
all the countries that are doing well against this virus are run by women.
Yeah.
The top five countries that have gotten this under control, all run by women. The top five countries that have fucked it up, all run by men.
Yeah.
By blustering, like, fascist men. Like, sister, like, the only way they've ever gotten through anything is by bullshitting and bullying.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that Bolsonaro got it again? Bolsonaro has it now for a second time.
And that's the thing we were hearing months ago out of South Korea, that people that had been tested positive and gotten through it, all of a sudden they're getting it again. It's weird that he got it so quickly again. It might just be a
flare-up. I've had friends that have had that experience, though. Yeah. They've had it, and then it goes away for a few weeks, and then all of a sudden here's the fevers and the fatigue and the cough and everything all over again. With a new symptom, like something exciting, like nerve tingles or something
didn't
weird.
Neera Tanden,
like
didn't she say she had it for like 4 months?
Oh, yeah.
Before
she
started feeling back to normal. I'm worried about Cassidy. I'm worried that she's going to be dealing with this not just for, you know, to the end of the month. It'll be the next several months. And I'm hoping to God, because she's otherwise healthy, that she doesn't have any lasting effects. But that's the other thing. There's the clotting. There's potential pulmonary issues for the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, these are things that I mean, I have high blood pressure, so I'm at a high risk of having bad complications if I do contract it.
Same. Same here.
Yeah,
my husband has diabetes. He's had it since he was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a huge factor, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That's how Tom Hanks got it, because of his diabetes.
Oh, is that true? Yeah.
Yeah, he's diabetic, apparently. I had no idea, but apparently he is.
Yeah, he's got type 2 because of all of the weight gain and weight loss that he's done over the years for his movie parts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jesus
Everybody,
Christ.
Please be careful
but
out
did
there.
Did you hear, I mean, the president yesterday, or maybe it was the day before during the Trump show in the press room, said that basically he was saying, and maybe Jody, you can fact check this for us. He was saying that children aren't as contagious as adults.
Yeah, he said that.
Is that true, or is that? I mean, I'm assuming it's lie. It's a lie.
Yeah, they are as contagious. In fact,
they're more contagious, but they don't get the acuity that adults do, and that's the word he needed there.
Yeah, but he
wanted to say they're not as affected as. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, he was literally saying that it doesn't spread from children
as easily because and it does. Yeah. And
they're
it
super
does.
Spreaders.
Yeah, they're super. They
may not get as sick, but there's definitely. I think it was this morning, Dr. Doom on Stephanie's show said that high school age children definitely transmit the disease as easily as adults can because of the height, probably just by virtue of the fact that you're the same height as somebody. If you're talking to them, little kids, their air is going to the ground it's closer to the ground. So that might be why it's more difficult perhaps to get it from a small child just because of where they're talking from.
Well, I mean,
but that's just physics at that point. But
yeah,
I mean, your child can give it to you when you are at home.
Mm-hmm.
If they get it from somebody else,
anyone who's raised children is—they're
disease monsters.
Yes, knows that the kids come home with
filthy brats.
They are. Yeah.
They come home with creeping crud all the time, and then once they have it, they bring it home, and then it spreads around the entire family.
I mean, schools can't control lice outbreaks.
Yeah.
And you can see them,
mm-hmm.
You know. So I mean, I'm maddened right now. There are some preschools in my neighborhood that I'm seeing parents with masks on dropping off their children, and I'm like, "What the hell are you doing?"
Yeah, I know.
They're small children. They're not going to. I mean, the temple down the street. I heard children's laughter coming from there, and I was horrified, you know, and I'm like, what's going on? But at least all the kids had masks on.
Yeah.
But, you know, I saw a kid the other day walk in and his mask was, you know, his nose was exposed because he's like 4 years old.
Oh, God.
You know, it's hard for them to keep pants on, let alone anything else, you know, and I don't
understand.
Which is
why the bars need to close, because essentially toddlers and drunk people are the same animals.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know,
small children do walk like drunk adults.
We have to take a couple of minutes to talk about the fact that Trump wished well Ghislaine Maxwell the other day from the press room. This is so, I mean, again, if it wasn't for the fire hose of news, it wasn't for all the other things, this would be the major outrage of the entire summer. That Donald Trump from the White House press room wished well an accused child sex trafficker. That's what we're talking about here. Again, is this just him being a fucking soulless doofus? Or is this Donald Trump sending a signal to Ghislaine Maxwell's attorneys or something along those lines? Like, look, I'm willing to play ball if you guys are. That's the question. So I put it to you, Goth Ninjas. I mean, how should we be pegging the fact that Donald Trump wished well, again, I can't say it enough, an accused child sex trafficker who we basically know has done that thing, but we still have to, you know, for the sake of not getting sued, we still have to say accused.
Alleged.
Yeah, alleged. Apparent. Accused. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't even know where to start with it. I feel like it's probably transactional. She has dirt on him. They spent a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. There's millions or hundreds of pictures, or dozens anyway. I don't know. I'm exaggerating, but there's lots of pictures of them together.
Yep.
They've clearly been, and there's all those pictures of Trump at Epstein's parties, and it's just so clear that there's something to hide.
Yeah, there is.
Well, and he's like, I mean, I can't speak again today. he's basically saying to her, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, you want to be treated like Stone or Cohen or Epstein?
Yeah.
Pick one.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I think that's also a possibility. We're talking about a gangster here. We're talking about someone who, if he's not mobbed up, which he probably is, he's acting like he's in the mob. And that's also very powerful. You get a lot of guys, especially after, you know, seeing Goodfellas and watching The Sopranos through a couple of times. There's a lot of white guys out there who try to go around pretending like they're in the mafia. Forget about it and all that bullshit.
I know,
but there are a lot of guys.
You're from Jacksonville and you're Jewish. You're not a Soprano.
Right, right.
I'm sorry. Right. As much as you can forget about it at me, like, dude, I know where you're from.
Yeah.
I know your parents and they're very nice people.
These guys, man. I mean, who would have guess that older white men would have been the most impressionable Americans in the first part of the 21st century. It's just an amazing thing to observe. All these older white men who just love Donald Trump and behave like him and wear the face makeup like him and wear all of his merch, Comic-Con for assholes. I mean, that's basically what we've been witnessing for all this time. It's
the people who've been writing letters to the editor since 1974.
Right. Yeah.
About property lines and sewage. You know, like. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's
every neighborhood.
Obviously, we have no choice but to read into everything Donald Trump says. He's given us no reason to give him the benefit of the doubt. So, obviously, if we assume that he's probably up to something, he might be. Or there's no reason to say that he's not. I mean, we have to seriously ask whether or not Donald Trump is sending a signal to someone by wishing well an accused child sex offender.
It would be irresponsible not to speculate.
I mean, she was the recruiter. She went around and said, hey, wouldn't you like
this? This seems like a vulnerable kid.
Yeah.
That's the most horrifying part to me, is that they targeted them on the basis of their neediness. And like, it's just.
Hey, do you want to meet some important people? Yeah, you know, you want to be famous, you want to get a job in Hollywood, there's lots of fame, or politics, lots of famous people here. Oh, yeah, that'd be great. And then suddenly they're in the worst nightmare that anyone could experience. You know, they got Jeffrey Epstein.
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it is nauseating. It is absolutely nauseating. And here we are with the president getting away with it, by the way, getting away with it again because of the flooding of the zone. And, of course, flooding the zone is part of the strategy here.
He can't keep getting away with it.
He does. I'm sorry.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Really sorry, Jesse, but he is. He is. He's Walter White. He keeps getting away with it every single time. All right. So, shit. That was a
just jumped on my mic table. Excuse me. Hang on. Move it, buddy.
Like okay, every Thursday show, man, that is it's always a roller coaster ride. If it's a roller coaster ride for listeners, it's absolutely a roller coaster ride for me, too. God.
Let me plug something really quick.
What's that?
We're going to play our debut show. The name of the band is, what's the name? Astral Summer. Hello, I was thinking of my band name for a second.
Oh, yeah, I love the name of the band, by the way.
Well, I saw, you know, Austral Summer is when it's summer in Australia, which is winter here. And I saw that written, and out of the corner of my eye, it looked like Astral Summer. And then I realized I'd gotten it wrong, and I liked the other way better. So I kept it. Yeah. But we're playing our first show. It's a streaming gig from my living room on August 8th. I don't have the exact time yet, but it's part of a benefit for a homeless shelter for LGBTQ teens. And I will keep more data coming. Just keep coming to the T-Rex Report at Patreon, patreon.com/the T-Rex Report, or take it, Bob.
Or don't forget the in front of the T-Rex Report.
The T-Rex Report.
The T-Rex Report, right. Jody, plug away. Do you have anything to plug?
From-the-bunker.com.
Okay. Yes. Shit. Yep. Let's see what else here. We're going to talk about everything we didn't get to here in the free portion of the show. We're going to talk about that on the postmortem show coming up on our Patreon page, patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. No, the in there. It's just right. patreon.com/Bob Seska Show. Or it's much easier just to remember BobSeskaShow.com. That's all you need. And that'll take you right to the Patreon page where you sign up for $5 a month and you can listen to the Postmortem Show twice a week. What happens is when this music is done playing, we keep on talking and we make that its own show called the Postmortem Show. Again, twice a week, every Tuesday and Thursday to coincide with free shows. Meanwhile, after party tomorrow, Kimberly Johnson is going to go record the happy hour with Stephanie Miller. That's going to be fun, too. It's happening tomorrow, too.
Hey.
Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.